This is Dr. Flux. I'm Brett.
And I'm Justin, and it's Friday the 22nd of October.
Flux family, saving money is pretty hard. Yeah. So we wanted to create a game that makes it easier for everyone. Now here's how it works. If you save just $25, you give yourself the chance to win one of 40 guaranteed cash prizes every week.
Every week.
And the best part is, once you save $25, you get the chance to guess a 7-digit code. Now if you get that code correct, you will win $250,000. No joke, $250,000. So download the Flux app and let's see if you can win this week.
Hey man, there are some pretty happy crypto folk right now.
Okay.
Because Bitcoin has hit a new record high of just under $67,000.
Wow.
And it's all thanks to the first Bitcoin ETF, which debuted on the New York Stock Exchange this week.
Three all-time stories, Justin.
Let's do it.
For our first, Commonwealth Bank is rolling out new payments terminals as it ramps up its fight against newer companies who have cut their lunch.
CBA really going hard against the new players, B-Man. What is the story?
So CBA is the biggest of the big four banks, yep. Justin. It has nearly 16 million customers in Australia.
And of those customers, they have around 1 million business customers.
Now, these are customers who run businesses like, say, cafes, yep, or hairdressers or tradies.
But CBA has kind of been caught sleepy over the last few years.
They've been losing customers to newer payment platforms like Stripe and Square.
The new owner of Afterpay.
But now, Justin, CBA reckons they're going to challenge the challengers head on.
They're releasing a new payments terminal and a new dongle to accept payments.
It's all part of CBA's plan to fend off fintech challenges.
So what's the key learning here?
You can't win by only focusing on defense. Mm-hmm. You got to be thinking about offense as well.
Over the last 10 years, the big four banks have watched on as innovative companies have entered the banking and the lending space.
So the obvious ones, you've got Afterpay and Zip with Buy Now, Pay Later.
You've got Stripe and you've got Square with new payment solutions.
You've even got Spaceship and Raise in the micro investing space.
But Brett, rather than sit back as these newer companies grow larger and larger, CBA's recently gone on the offense.
Yep, they've created their own Buy Now, Pay Later product, and also they invested in Klarna.
They've invested in products that enhance the user experience, like Amber Electric and Little Birdie. Now, they're trying to hold onto their business customers with a snazzy new payments terminal.
Now, Justin, only time will tell if they've left their run all too late.
For our second story, PayPal is exploring a big acquisition of social media company Pinterest, and it's for nearly $52 billion.
Now, this one, my friend, would be the biggest technology deal of the year. What is the story?
All right, we know PayPal. They're the payments platform that's used by both consumers and by businesses.
And it's fair to say they're not small. No. PayPal is estimated to have over 400 million active users worldwide.
And Pinterest? Well, they're the social media platform for visual design.
Recipe inspiration? That would be Pinterest.
Home reno inspo? That'd be Pinterest.
Live, love, laugh posters? Most certainly on Pinterest.
And Brett, now Bloomberg's reporting that PayPal is actually exploring the acquisition of Pinterest. But now PayPal's getting pretty ambitious. They want their 400 million active users to turn into 750 million users by the end of 2025.
And this is all part of PayPal's plans to become a super app.
So what's the key learning here?
Super apps are smartphone apps that become a one-stop shop for many, many, many things.
Rather than being an app that focuses on one specific service, these super apps focus on all things shopping, on finance, and on social.
Now, the closest thing to a super app that we have in the Western world would be Facebook,
yep,
but there are many of these in other countries.
There's Alipay and WeChat in China.
There's Paytm in India.
And there's Grab in Singapore.
And now, Justin, PayPal has its eyes set on becoming the next major super app.
And adding Pinterest to their app would be the first major entry into the shopping space.
For our third and final story, Nestle has exceeded its own expectations for the last 3 months, and it's all thanks to an increase in prices on some of its top brands.
Good old Nestle, they are unbreakable even in a pandemic. What is the story?
So Nestle is the maker of many food products you have in your everyday diet,
this
Justin.
This is true. Kit Kat bars, Nescafe coffee, Uncle Toby's oats.
Now, earlier this year, Nestle raised the prices on many of its products by 2%.
They say that inflation has increased their costs of making the goods, so they're passing it on to their customers.
Now, at that time, Justin, some investors were a little concerned that this would affect their sales. But the truth is, Justin, nothing can stop Nestle.
And Nestle's actually increased its full year's target because it outperformed its expectations.
So what is the key learning here?
Inflation is the rise in the prices of goods and services.
Think a rise in grocery prices, a rise in the price of furniture, mm-hmm, clothes, even houses.
Brett, remember how the humble sausage roll used to cost $1? Not anymore.
It went to $2 and now up to $3. Please no more.
And that's largely due to inflation.
And Justin, each year, the inflation rate is aimed to sit between 2 or 3%.
But when there's a global pandemic and trillions upon trillions of dollars are unnaturally pumped into the economy, this can have a pretty severe impact on inflation.
For example, in the US, the inflation rate has jumped to 5.4%.
And that affects the cost of raw materials, supply chain costs, and ultimately affects the price of products that we buy.
Now, luckily, Justin, for Nestle, this hasn't affected their profit yet.
Fluxfam, as we said off the top of the pod, if you're looking to save extra money this week, we have a secret trick for you.
The secret trick is named Win the Week, and you can get it in the Flux app.
Download the Flux app now, or the link will be in the show notes.
You could win cash prizes.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Monday.